Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it is a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. Every day we will meet here to reflect on the day's devotion from the School of Prayer devotional book. If you don't have a digital copy yet, I encourage you to check out whoisgrace.com/school. Today is Friday of week two, and we are on page 17 in the School of Prayer devotional book. Today's scripture takes us back to the moments before Jesus ascended into heaven. 40 days prior to that, he had been dead and then buried and then triumphantly rose from the grave. And then he spent the time between the resurrection and the ascension teaching and training his disciples to make them ready for the greatest mission of all time: go and make disciples. I love the translation that we have in our devotional book today. It says, "So wherever you go." It really captures the idea that the goal of our whole lives is to reflect the good news of Jesus to the world. Jesus didn't expect every Christian to be full-time pastors or evangelists. He knew that they must live in the everyday realities of work and preparing meals and doing chores and raising kids and taking care of one another. The encouragement for us today is that wherever we go, whatever we are doing, we have opportunities to share the kindness, the love, the saving grace of Jesus with so many people. Who might we meet today? I encourage you to set an alarm for 3 p.m. today to pray for 3 people in your life for 3 minutes. I've got a list of specific names that I'm praying for, but as that is a private list, I'm going to deviate slightly from the instructions today. As many of you know, we have 3 global partnerships with churches in Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and Japan. And so for 3 minutes, I want to pray for those churches that wherever they go, the good news of Jesus is being planted in the hearts and lives of their families and friends and neighbors and coworkers. So would you join me in praying for them today? Jesus, I praise you today for the work that you accomplished, that by your life, death, resurrection, and ascension, you have made a way for us to be forgiven, to be redeemed, to come into the presence of the Father, to be made holy, and to one day live forever with you in glory. And I praise you that this work is enough not just for me, not just for those who are listening, but for each person in every nation, your work was enough that for them to become a child of God. I am so thankful, and I praise you, Lord, for how you are working in and through our brothers and sisters in Haiti and the Dominican and in Japan. It's just mind-blowing to imagine that you are big enough to see and hear each one of us, to work in each of our lives all over the world, all at the same time. That's incredible. Forgive me, Lord, when I make you so small that I think that I'm the only person that you're concerned with today, or that Erie, Pennsylvania is the only place that you can work. No, you are far greater, far mightier, far bigger than that. And so today, Lord, I pray for those brothers and sisters. I'm so thankful for their commitment to you, for their honor of you, that their lives reflect your glory. I'm thankful for their commitment to share your good news with their families and friends and their neighbors and coworkers. And God, today I pray that you would fill them up with the fullness of the knowledge of you, the fullness of understanding of the height and depth and width of your love for them. I pray that you would fill them up with your word today and your truth, that wherever they go, in whatever they are doing, that they would be in a posture to bring you glory, that they would find themselves with open opportunities to share with those who are broken, those who are hurting, those who are confused, those who are lost, those who need you. God, I pray that their minds would be fixed on you, full of your truth and word. I pray that their hearts would be sensitive and full of empathy and compassion for those that they meet. And God, I pray that their mouths would be bold to share the good news of Jesus Christ. For there is no better news, and there is no other way. There is no other truth. There is no other life outside of you and what you have promised for us. And I pray that that would spur them on today. When they get tired, God, that you would renew their strength. God, when they feel overwhelmed and discouraged, God, that you would give them a clear picture of your eternal hope. And God, where they are hurting, where they are sick, where they are burdened, where they need your healing, God, that you would come in and flood them with your presence and your peace and a steadiness that can only come from you. God, I imagine hearing them all at the same time, speaking each of their own languages and sharing the truth of the gospel, sharing the name of Jesus. What a beautiful sound that must be to your ears. Oh God, that we too hear where we are today, that we would be faithful to your good news, faithful to your call, faithful to your promptings to share love, to share compassion, to meet tangible, practical needs right where we are in whatever we do today. God, we just praise you and we are thankful for you. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for joining me this week. Remember, you can always access Grace's daily read plan at whoisgrace.com/read. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast so others can find it. I hope you'll spend some time this weekend practicing some of the things that we learned this week about prayer. And I look forward to meeting you at my chair again next week.